Always something there to remind me, Sir Christopher Scott at KIXI. Theme from the Fox with Percy Faith Orchestra and Gentle on My Mind, Floyd Kramer.
A very good morning to you. The portion of Morning Report is brought to you by the 17 offices of Foster and Marshall Incorporated, the Northwest oldest, largest, locally owned New York Stock Exchange member firm. 55 degrees and partly cloudy through tomorrow. Customs officials have seized 17 pounds of heroin being smuggled into Washington from Canada. The seizure took place yesterday at Blaine. Two men and a woman arrested and held in lieu of bail. Charged with smuggling heroin into the country, William Hammond of Seattle, James Harold Wilson of Hong Kong. Seattle restaurant hostess Susan M. Lentz also arrested. KIXI News Time, 4 minutes after 8.
The year was 1938. And in the city of Tacoma, Washington, the county commissioners gave Tacoma Field to the government. Today, Tacoma Field is known as McCord Air Force Base. And what a change that is. 1938 was also the year that Foster and Marshall Incorporated opened their first office here in the Northwest. And they've been growing and changing to meet the needs of investors each year. Now there are 18 Foster and Marshall offices throughout Washington, Oregon, and Alaska. Home offices. That's because each Foster and Marshall office enjoys the same independence, the same on-the-spot management decisions, and the same direct contact with Wall Street as does our headquarters office. Yes, time does have a way of fleeting by. And if you've been considering updating your portfolio or changing your position in the market, contact your nearby Foster and Marshall registered representative. But don't delay. Do it today. Foster and Marshall Incorporated, the Northwest's oldest and largest member firm of the New York Stock Exchange.
With a new coach and an eye on the first playoff spot in six seasons in the NBA, the Seattle Supersonics have opened their rookie basketball camp. 14 players started the two-a-day workouts in preparation for games against the Trailblazer rookies in Portland on Friday and in Seattle on Saturday, and that's two more than expected. The unexpected participants, center Pete Cross and former St. Martin's College standout George Parker. Cross had been bothered by a groin injury. Partly cloudy through tomorrow. Slight chance of a few light showers through tomorrow. The high near 75 today to 73 on Thursday. Overnight about 50 degrees. And right now we have 55. Ken Stewart reporting for KIXI News, Seattle.